जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानन्दन जय व्रजजनरञ्जन जय यशोदानन्दन जय व्रजजनरञ्जन जय यमुनातीरवन चारी जय कुञ्ज विहारी जय यमुना तीरवन चारी जय कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ 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 ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಜಯಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪ್ರಭುರಾಜಗಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಸರಸ್ವೀ ಶ್ರೀಮತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಜಯಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪ್ರಭುರಾಜಗಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಸರಸ್ವೀ ಶ್ರೀಮತ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಮಹಾರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಆನಂದ ಕೋಡಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಪ್ರೇಮ ಸಖೋ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭುನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರಿ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ್ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದ ಓಲ್ ಗೌರಿ ಸಂಬಳ ಬಿಡಿಸ ಓಲ್ ಗೌರಿ ಸಂಬಳ ಬಿಡಿಸ ಓಲ್ ಗೌರಿ ಸಂಬಳ ಬಿಡಿಸ ಓಲ್ ಗೌರಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಗೌರಂಗ ಓಲ್ ಗೌರಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, entitled The Lord Slays the King of the Demon. Verse number 18. Sasattvamenam parito vipashyan Sasattvamenam parito vipashyan ಸ್ತಂಭಸ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಾದ್ ಅನುನಿರ್ಜಿಹಾನಂ ನಾಯಂ ಮೃಗೋ ನಾಪಿ ನರೋ ವಿಚಿತ್ರಂ ಅಹೋ ಕಿಮೇತನ್ನೃಮೃಗೇಂದ್ರ ರೂಪಂ ಸಸತ್ವಮೇನಂ ಪರಿತೋ ವಿಪಶ್ಯನ್ स्तंभस्य मध्यादनुनिर्जिहानम् नायं मृगो नापि नरो विचित्रम् अहो किमेतन्नृमृगेन्द्ररूपम् ससत्त्वमेनं परितो विपश्यन् स्तंभस्य मध्यादनुनिर्जिहानम् नायं मृगो नापि नरो विचित्रम् अहो किमेतन्नृमृगेन्द्ररूपम् ससत्त्वमेनं परितो विपश्यन् स्तंभस्य मध्यादनुनिर्जिहानम् नायं मृगो नापि नरो विचित्रम् अहो किमेतन्नृमृगेन्द्ररूपम् संपत्य मध्यादनुनिर्जिहानम् सत्त्वमेनं परितो विपश्यन् निर्मृगेन्द्ररूपम् ससत्त्वमेनं परितो विपश्यन् स्तंभस्य मध्यादनुनिर्जिहानम् नायं मृगो नापि नरो विचित्रम् अहो किमेतन्नृमृगेन्द्ररूपम् वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन रिस्पॉन्सिबिली प्लीज सहा ही हिरण्यकशिपु द किंग ऑफ द दैत्यास सत्वम लिविंग बीइंग एनम दैट परितः ऑल अराउंड विपश्यन् लुकिंग स्तंभस्य Of the pillar, madhyat, from the from the midst. Anunirjihanam, having come out. Na, not. I am this. Mrgaha, animal. Na, not. Api, indeed. Naraha, human being. Vichitram, very wonderful. Aho, alas. Kim, what? Etat, this. Nrmrga Indra Rupam, the form of both a man and the king of the beasts, the lion. Translation. While Hiranyakashipu looked all around to find the source of the sound, that wonderful form of the Lord, which could not be ascertained to be either a man or a lion, emerged from the pillar. In amazement, Hiranyakashipu wondered, what is this creature that is half man and half lion? Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. A demon cannot calculate the unlimited potency of the Supreme Lord, as stated in the Vedas. Parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate swabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. The different potencies of the Lord are always working as an automatic exhibition of His knowledge. For a demon, it is certainly wonderful that the form of a lion and the form of a man can be united. Since a demon has no experience of the inconceivable power of which the Supreme Lord is called all-powerful. Demons cannot understand the omnipotence of the Lord. They simply compare the Lord to one of them. Avajananti maam moodha manushim tanumashritam. Moodhas. Rascals think that Krishna is an ordinary human being who appears for the benefit of other human beings. Param bhavam ajanandaha. Fools, rascals and demons cannot realize the supreme potency of the Lord. But He can do anything and everything. Indeed, He can do whatever He likes. When Hiranyakashipu received benedictions from Lord Brahma, he thought that he was safe since he received the benediction that he would not be killed either by an animal or by a human being. He never thought that an animal and human being would be combined so that demons like him would be puzzled by such a form. This is the meaning of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's omnipotence.
Om Jnana Timiranthasya Jnananchana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanyutam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaghanyutamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vanchagalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bhutair Mahabhir Ye Ima Puro Vibhu Nurmaya Shete Damusha Purusha Bhunte Gunan Shodasha Shodashatmaka Solankrishishta Bhagavan Vacham Sime.
Hare Krishna. Here is a verse on the appearance of Narasimhadev. Even in the previous verse, Lord Narasimhadev appeared. Here, it's a continuation on the appearance of Lord Narasimhadev, which is the most auspicious event in the history, we can say, because the Lord is coming to protect his devotees. And this verse is about Hiranyakashipu, because Hiranyakashipu is wonderstruck just seeing the form of Narasimhadev. Anyone would be wondered if you see the form of Narasimhadev. A gigantic form with the form of half lion and half human, and roaring. He could first perceive Narasimhadev through the sound vibration, and then the form appeared. It is exactly like chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. First we have to chant before seeing Krishna. So through the sound vibration we get other perceptions. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoho Smaranam. Even by hearing and chanting, slowly one will be able to see or the meditate the form of the Lord. So if the sound comes first, and he heard the sound a couple of verses before, and now he is actually seeing the form of Narasimhadev. And here, Hiranyakashipu saying, aho, alas, he is wonderstruck. So alas, aho, he was shocked, and he's telling, aho, what is this? And Srila Prabhupada brings this point to a very interesting explanation, which is the viewpoint of materialistic atheists. They cannot understand the unlimited potency of the Lord. So anything to do with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they cannot understand. Even if we are devotees, if we don't really accept the unlimited potency of the Lord, then we can very easily get confused about many aspects of the Supreme Lord. Of course, when it comes to the atheists, it is in one sense quite sad that they cannot even accept that there is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They want the Shakti, but they don't want the Shaktiman. They want the energies of the Lord. They can accept the energies of the Lord, but they cannot accept one who is behind the energies. This is the problem with the materialistic people. They do accept the energies, and they are even wonderstruck with the energies of the Lord. Isn't it? If you consider any materialistic scientists, they are amazed to observe the energies of the Lord. They cannot deny the energies of the Lord. Everyone has to accept the energies of the Lord. And a whole materialistic endeavor is to understand and to make some sense of the energies of the Lord. For what purpose? To enjoy the energies of the Lord. To manipulate the energies of the Lord. That's why scientists study very carefully matter, but as they study matter, it gets into more and more complications. Isn't it? On surface level, superficially, matter can be understood. One can tell a good story about the matter. Everything works like this. This is the equation, this is the model, this looks like this, this is how it is, and we can explain everything. But as one gets into it, it becomes more and more complicated. And to a degree that at one point everyone says we cannot understand to that degree. So the Lord's creation, Lord's material energy in itself is puzzling. It's a puzzle. Cannot understand. what can we understand completely in this world? Any energy can we understand completely? No. We know how to use it, but we don't know how it exactly works. We can use it for sense gratification, but to the core, we don't know how it works. Here we are producing sound, right? I'm producing sound. It is converted into electrical signals. Do we understand how the electrical signal works properly? Do we understand completely how the electromagnetic radiation works completely? No. We have some understanding. Do we have the complete understanding? No, we don't have. That's why there is always a duality. Even wave-particle duality. You know, it is simultaneously waves and particle. Who can understand? No. Quantum mechanics tries to explain matter. However, quantum mechanics can explain, but how quantum mechanics works, no one knows. So it is for using. We can use it. It's like a mobile phone. We know how to use a mobile phone, but we don't know how it works. Similarly, when it comes to many theories, we can explain how it can be used for explaining certain natural phenomenon or to develop some technology, but exactly how it works, no one knows. So the matter, the energy in itself is enigmatic. It is very difficult to understand. It's a puzzle in itself. Then what to speak about one who is behind this puzzle? Isn't it very difficult? It is very complicated. Who actually produced these energies? It is very difficult. So here it is mentioned, Parasya Shaktir Vividheva Shruyate Swabhavigi Jnana Balakriyacha. Parasya Shaktir Vividheva Shruyate. The energies of the Supreme is Vividheva Shruyate. It is multifaceted. It is of different kinds. We don't even know what are the all kinds of energies of the Lord. We do classify them, of course, as Andaranga, Bahiranga and Tatastha. Andaranga referring to his spiritual potencies, Bahiranga referring to his external potencies, and Tatastha referring to the Jiva, the living entities. We can classify them, but in itself you can see Andaranga Shakti, there are so many varieties of Andaranga Shakti. Even Bahiranga Shakti, the material energy, there are so many varieties of Bahiranga Shakti. Can we understand? No. It is so difficult to understand these energies. Who has understood time? Time. On one level, we understand time is the representation of super soul, Paramatma, in this material world who controls everything. Time controls everything. On the other side, the destructive effects of time is a subtle aspect of Maya, the material energy. Can we understand time? Not really. One time I read a book about time from a scientist. He's not an atheist, he's a theist. But the conclusion is, there is no real understanding. There are some theories, but there is no real understanding of time. So there are so many aspects of material energy, and who can understand this? This is Parasya Shaktir. Vividhaiva Shruyate. Multifaceted, variety, so many varieties of energies of the Supreme Lord. And then, he is the energetic, he is the source. Then it is mentioned, Swabhaviki Jnana Balakriyacha. And for him, knowledge, strength and his activities are very natural. He has all the knowledge without endeavoring. He doesn't have to go to school to study. He knows everything. Right? Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita in about how many minutes? 40 minutes, 45 minutes. Very short time. He spoke Bhagavad Gita in a very short time. And we can take a lifetime to understand Bhagavad Gita, or we may not even understand completely. We can go again and again. We can get deeper and deeper meanings in Bhagavad Gita. This is jnana. This is knowledge. And whole Vedic literature, where is it coming from? Where is the whole Vedic literature coming from? Yeah. What aspect of Krishna? When it comes about? Any idea? From Krishna's Sound. No, it's breathing. Just his breathing, all the Vedic literatures are coming. Can you imagine? So that's it. So for him, he doesn't have to endeavor for producing all this knowledge. It is within him. For the creation, what he's doing? Does he do anything for creation? That is the invocatory verse I sang in the beginning of the class, which is by Shukadev Goswami from the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhuter Mahabhir Ya Ima Purovibhu Nirmaya Shete Yadamusha Purushaha. Nirmaya Shete. Shete means lies down and sleeps. Who? Purushaha, the Supreme Lord, specifically referring to Vishnu form. He is just lying down. He is sleeping. For what? Nirmaya. For creation. Shodasha Shodasha Atmakaha. So actually the Lord, he is giving energy to this, primarily the 16 elements, and the Lord is allowing this creation. How is he allowing this creation? Just while sleeping. His dream, he can create in the dream. This is the inconceivable potency of the Lord. We can also create while sleeping. What do we create? Sweat, yeah, perspiration. That's all. That's all we can. We can breathe in and breathe out. That's happening even while we are sleeping. We dream, that those dreams are insubstantial, doesn't have much of a meaning. And we can create sweat. And in the sweat there can be living entities. That is our creation. But when the Lord sleeps, from his breathing the universes are coming. And oceans are coming from his breathing. So this is the difference. Nirmaya Shete Yadamusha Purusha. Bhunkte Gunan Shodasha Shodasha Atmaka. So in other words, the dead matter comes into motion by the potency of the Lord. Just dead matter comes into life by the potency of the Lord. This is the power of the Lord. This is the inconceivable potency of the Lord. And that is, we can hear, Jnana Bala Kriyacha. That is his activities. That is the strength. He doesn't have to do extraneously to do anything. We can see in the Vishnu forms and in Krishna forms, he manifests again and again. Isn't it? He killed the Shakatasura. How? He just flicked his leg. He just flicked. That's all. And Bhagavatam in the 10th canto in the 7th chapter, it is mentioned. He just flicked. Charana Udakshipat. That's all it is mentioned. Charana Udakshipat. Charanau means both his legs. Udakshipat. Udakshipat means just flicked. That's it. And by that, the whole cart demon Chakradasur died. How? Everything, the whole cart, as it is mentioned, the whole cart got collapsed. Adho Shayanasya Shishor Analpaka. That's very interesting. This Shishu, Adho Shayanasya, who is lying under the cart, Shishoho Ana. Ana means the cart. Alpaka, the Krishna was so small. And his leg is described as Pravala Mridhangri Hatam. Pravala Mridhangri. Pravala means the fresh shoot of the leaves. From the leaves comes from the tree. It is when it is fresh, just it is shooting. It is so soft. This year we were in Vrindavan and Prabhu's name? Dinabandhu Prabhu. He asked this. Do you know how the Krishna skin feels like? So he said, okay, go to the Kadamba, Tamal tree, yeah, in the court, Tamal tree, the fresh shoot you just touch. That's how Krishna's feet is. That is Krishna's soft skin. Specifically it is mentioned in this verse that Pravala Mridhangri Hatam. So he just touched this cart with Pravala Mridhangri. Angri means feet. Pravala means just like the fresh shoot of leaves just coming about, just sprouting. That, with that feet, he touched the cart. That's all. Then what happened? Whatever there in the cart, Rasakup Nana Rasakupya Bhajanam, Everything, what happened? Everything fell apart. Everything started flying. And what happened to the cart? Vetyasta Chakraksha Vibhinna Kubaram. Vetyastra Chakraksha. Even the axle, the wheels and the axle got separated, started flying, and the Kubaram, all the poles, everything got separated. So no, it's not just that the cart went upside down, it happened, but the cart in itself became completely collapsed. It disintegrated completely, dismantled. How it happened? Just by the touch of the soft lotus feet of Krishna, which is just like a fresh leaf. So this is the inconceivable potency of Krishna. So he has already, he has swabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. And this is wonderful. So any pastime of Krishna is very wonderful. All the residents of Vrindavan get wonderstruck seeing the pastimes of Krishna. So this is the nature of pastimes of Krishna. But that they are sweet pastimes. And here, it's not so sweet. It's Narasimhadev. Narasimhadev is very angry. He is going to kill Hiranyakashipu. And so, he has been shaken, but still he is wonderstruck. So the inconceivable potency of the Lord is such that we cannot conceive. If we try to conceive, we will fail. So that is inconceivable. It is logical, it is very rational to understand that we cannot understand everything about Krishna. If we can understand everything about Krishna, then Krishna is within our knowledge, within our logic, which is not a reality. That's not reality. And now, for a materialist, even to accept the Supreme Lord is so difficult. And what to speak about his energies, even cannot understand the energies of the Lord, as we explained. However, for a devotee, it is possible. Why devotee can accept? Because devotees can understand the omnipotence of the Lord. They can understand the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Others cannot. At the same time, even the devotees admit that we cannot completely understand Krishna's pastimes. We cannot completely understand the nature of the Krishna. Brahma himself in the 14th chapter of 10th canto mentioned, Jananta eva janantu. He says, those who say that they know, they understand Krishna's pastime, let them say so. But as far as I am concerned, I really cannot understand Krishna's pastimes. Because Brahma himself got bewildered. He wanted to test Krishna because he saw Krishna along with his friends sitting in the middle of the forest in a circle formation. Krishna was eating with his left hand, right? He was eating with his left hand just rice and yogurt and pickled fruits. He had rice and yogurt in his left hand and he had pickled fruits and he was just eating with his left hand. They were having fun. Seeing this, Brahma got bewildered. So then he wanted to test, as we know, and finally he understood who he was playing with, who he was testing. He saw, it's not just Krishna, he saw all the cows, calves, cowherd boys, everyone, manifestations of Krishna's form, and he was completely bewildered, and then he paid obeisances unto Lord Krishna. Navamidyade abhravapushe tatitambaraya gunjavatam sabaripichalasan mukhaya vanyasraje kavalavetra vishana venu lakshmashriye mrudupade pashupangajaya. There also it is mentioned, mrudupade, one who has got soft lotus feet. He was completely bewildered, and he describes the form of the Lord. Then he says, later in Brahma's place, Kova kathamva kadiva kadedi vistaren kridasi yogamayam. He says, no one can really understand which form of the Lord is manifesting this pastime. And kadiva, how many times he is performing pastimes, we cannot understand. The Lord's incarnations are compared to waves in the ocean. We only know those incarnations which are revealed in the scriptures. Other incarnations we don't know. Kathamva, how he manifests his pastime, we don't know. Kadedi, when he manifests his pastime, we don't know. So everything is inconceivable for the living entities. But the devotees can get a glimpse of it by the mercy of the Lord. Or the devotees can know pastimes of the Lord as far as Krishna allows. So this is the nature of the Lord. And here, demons cannot understand. And that's why people do criticize Krishna for his pastimes. Krishna has been criticized. Krishna, in that sense, is very controversial among the atheists. Why Krishna is stealing? Why Krishna is dancing with the gopis? They cannot understand, because they cannot understand the spiritual nature of Krishna. They think Krishna is like a human being. They cannot understand the dealings of Krishna with his devotees. So they do criticize. So this is the point, that non-devotees cannot understand. Non-devotees are puzzled, bewildered, seeing the activities of the Lord. Non-devotees are puzzled seeing the deity form of the Lord. They cannot understand how the deity, it's made of maybe stone, maybe made of wood, can be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the inconceivable nature of the Supreme Lord. So, avajanandi maam moodha manushim tanum ashritam. The fools and rascals think that Krishna has accepted a material form. So this is applicable to atheists and also applicable to whom? Mayavadis. Even Mayavadis cannot understand the personality of Godhead. They cannot understand the form of the Lord. They cannot completely accept the deity form of the Lord. So Mayavadis say that we worship deity to make progress, after that reject the deity form of the Lord. You follow Guru so that future you don't need to follow Guru. You can reject Guru. So they give the example of a ladder. To climb up, you need a ladder, but once you climb up, then you don't need to come down, because you're on the path of elevation. And so after climbing up, you can kick the ladder. This is the Mayavadi theory. So you need a guru to go up. After that, you don't need a guru. You kick the guru. And you worship the Lord in the form of the deity, or chant the mantra, or you do all the services. Why? To get elevated. After that, not required any of this. So this is the Mayavadi theory. So they are also avajanandi maam moodha. They cannot understand the form of the Lord. They cannot. They think Krishna's form is material. Ultimately, they may say that Krishna's form is made of sattvagun, material mode of goodness. That is the end of it. But they cannot accept anything beyond. It happens in pastimes of the Lord also. When Lord Chaitanya appeared, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the leader of all the Mayavadis, he was quite fortunate to receive the Lord when he was unconscious. He served the Lord, but he couldn't accept that Lord Chaitanya was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What was his conclusion? His conclusion was, he is a self-realized soul. He is a great personality. That's all. But he couldn't accept that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Lord. And so he proposed that the sannyasi is just 24 years old, very young sannyasi, and is chanting and dancing, so he may fall down. He may fall down because he looks like a sentimentalist, because he is not discussing the philosophy of Vedanta. And so he looks like a sentimentalist, and to save his ashram, I can teach him Vedanta Sutra. I can teach him Brahma Sutra, I can teach his commentary, and then I can even elevate him by reinitiating him into a higher order of sannyas. This was the conclusion of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When his brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, heard this, Gopinath Acharya is a great devotee of the Lord. When he heard that, he was very upset. He said, "What are you saying? You want to teach the Supreme Lord? Swabhaviki Jnana Balakriyacha. He knows everything. And how can you teach the Supreme Lord? So one who is not a devotee thinks that the Lord is not supreme and wants to teach. And Gopinath Acharya said, no, he is the Supreme Lord. And so you have to accept him as Krishna, not as an ordinary sannyasi. Sarva Bhattacharya said, no, an incarnation cannot appear in the age of Kali. No Leela avatar can appear in this age of Kali. He knew Shastra. So Gopinath Acharya said, look, yes, Leela avatar will not come in this time, but he can appear as Yuga avatar, he can appear as Channa avatar or hidden incarnations. Then finally, Gobindacharya Acharya became very upset and he said, you know, the atheists can never understand the Supreme Lord. You can be in front of the Lord, but still they cannot accept the Lord. They cannot accept. Like Duryodhan. Duryodhan was in front of Krishna. What did he think? He was a powerful person. He's like a Mayavi, who can do all the magic. That was the conclusion of Duryodhan. He wanted to arrest Krishna. And he just showed a kind of a universal form to bewilder him. That's all. He wanted to arrest Krishna. This is the consciousness of atheists like Duryodhan. Now also atheists, they cannot accept Krishna. They criticize Krishna. It's the same mentality, is the same. So Gopinath Acharya told that Prasada leshanugraha evahi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya egobi chiram vichinnan. He said, if you have a drop of mercy, then one can understand the supremacy and greatness of Krishna. But if one doesn't have mercy, one can chiram vichinnan. These are the scientists are doing. Prabhupada writes, he said, scientists, they can search every atom in this universe, but still, one cannot understand Krishna. Nachani egobi chiram vichinvan. One can search the whole atoms in this world, but the Krishna's glories are even more than that. Can you imagine? Krishna's glories are more than the atoms in this world. Even if they count all the atoms, they cannot come to the endless glories of the Lord, the inconceivable glories of the Lord, and they can never accept Krishna. For that, certainly what is required? One requires mercy. One requires devotion. Then only one can accept. And so, param bhavam ajananta. So the fools, they cannot understand the supremacy of the Lord. And here, it's very interesting that the Lord is so kind to his devotees that he wanted to fulfill the desire of all his devotees, as mentioned in the last verse. Satyam vidhatum nijabhritya bhashitam. He appeared to protect his devotees. At the same time, he was fulfilling the words of everyone. Can you imagine? First, what was he proving? What was Narasimhadev appearing from the pillar? What was he proving? Just mentioned in the previous verse. What was he proving? Okay, he is everywhere. And that was the statement of Prahlad Maharaj. See, so he is fulfilling the statement of Prahlad Maharaj that the Lord is present everywhere. He manifested from the pillar. Stambhe stabhayam na mrigam na manusham. He appeared from the pillar na mrigam, not as it is mentioned here, as nir mrigendra rupam. Nayam mrigo nabi naro vichitram. Nayam mrigo nabi naro vichitram. Is not a mriga, not an animal, not a human being. So one, he fulfilled the words of Prahlad. Second, whose words did he fulfill? Prahlad Maharaj done then? Lord Brahma. Because Lord Brahma gave benedictions to Hiranyakashipu. He asked for all permutations and combinations of benedictions so that he will not be killed. He shouldn't be killed on the earth nor in the sky. Then he didn't want to be killed inside or outside the home. Then not by any animals or any human beings. Not by any weapons. Not in the day, not in the night. Then, not being killed by any creations of Lord Brahma. Okay, this is a very powerful, very intelligent, very intelligent. If you see all these benedictions, they are very intelligent. Somebody needs real intelligence to ask this, you know. I should never be killed by any of your creation. So that is very powerful. So this is amazing. And no demigod, no animal, no one can kill Hiranyakashipu. And of course, he became so powerful. He got all the siddhis, all the yogic siddhis he received. And that's why he started terrorizing the entire universe. And now, the Lord fulfilled all of them. He was killed when? In the dusk. Not in the day, nor during the night. And he was not killed on the earth, nor in the sky. He was killed on his lap. And no, he was not an animal, nor a human being. No weapon. He used this Adbhuta Shringa, as it is mentioned. We sing Adbhuta Shringa with the Alpha, the most wonderful nails. With that he pierced the chest. So in this way he fulfilled all the words of Lord Brahma. And at the end we will see that Narasimhadev gives a warning to Lord Brahma. He says, don't give this kind of benedictions to demons. You know, he chastises him, don't do this. Then he has to appear in all his forms to kill. So that's the thing. Then what other words did he fulfill? Okay, one is Prahlad Maharaj, second Brahma, then who else? Any guess? He fulfilled the words of Narada Muni. Because who wanted to kill Prahlad Maharaj in the beginning? Demigods. Demigods wanted to kill Prahlad Maharaj, thinking that a great demon is situated in the womb of Kayadhu. So Narada Muni said, no one will be able to kill this boy. He gave a benediction. He said he is a great devotee and he has always been protected by the Supreme Lord. So he said, don't kill Kayadhu. Don't harass Kayadhu. And otherwise, anyway, no one will be able to kill Prahlad Maharaj because he's already been protected by the Supreme Lord. So Narasimhadev fulfilled the words, the benediction of Narada Muni. Then who else words did he fulfill? So we have Prahlad, we have Brahma, we have Narada Muni, and who can guess? No. Give it a guess. It's an unusual. That is a clue. A word of an unusual personality. You may not think. His word was also fulfilled. He's in the scene. Hiranyakashipu. So the Lord fulfilled the words of Hiranyakashipu also. Because in one verse, seeing Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu tells that maybe this boy is going to be the cause of my death. So Hiranyakashipu said, you know, this boy is going to be the cause of my death. So the Lord fulfilled that also. So maybe as a devotee of any caliber, devotees of all the caliber, there words have been fulfilled by the Lord, and Hiranyakashipu is a demon. His words was also fulfilled by Lord Narasimha. This is the inconceivable potency of the Lord. So as it is mentioned here, Prabhupada says, the Lord can appear in any form and he can protect his devotees, or he can fulfill any pastimes. So without devotion, we cannot understand. There is a beautiful verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Lord Chaitanya prays to Lord Narasimhadev. Lord Chaitanya, as he was traveling through South India, he went to Ahobalam. the temple of Lord Narasimhadev. There he started reciting this verse. It's a very nice verse. Ugropi anugra evayam bhaktanam nrikeshari keshariva swapotanam anyesham ugra vikrama. And he started reciting this verse again and again. And this verse is very meaningful in this context. Here, Lord Narasimhadev is performing two things simultaneously. Right? One is killing the demon and protecting his devotees. Two things are happening. Similarly, he's mentioned ugropi anugra evayam. Narasimhadev is ugra. Ugra means fierce. He's ugra, he's fierce. If you go to Mayapur, you can see the form of Ugra Narasimhadev. Ugra Narasimha. And worship of Ugra Narasimhadev has to be very careful. There are many incidents. If you don't worship Ugra Narasimhadev properly, there are heavy reactions. I'll tell you one story. I was telling in one of the ashrams, they had a murti of Ugra Narasimha. No, not in the ashram. It was in a grihastha ashram. With a devotee, he got a form of Ugra Narasimhadev, a beautiful deity of Ugra Narasimhadev, about this size, Ugra Narasimhadev. And it was gifted when he came from Europe. He moved the country, he shifted, relocated himself to some other country. And then the devotees there gifted him Ugra Narasimhadev Murti. So he's a serious devotee, of course. So he was gifted this Ugra Narasimhadev deity. And he took this Ugra Narasimhadev deity and he started worshipping. However, we don't know what actually went wrong in the worship. We don't know what went wrong in the worship. But simultaneously, two things happened. His wife's hand was almost chopped off. Finger was almost chopped off while doing some vegetable cutting. But it was so deep. Something happened at home. And the same time, this devotee was even for surfing in the ocean. He was catching the waves. And he was smashed on the rock so badly. So leg, you know, it got broken. Very badly got smashed. And then they asked a spiritual master there, a guru there, and asked what to do. He said, better not to worship Ugra Narasimha. You are a grihastha, better not to worship Ugra Narasimha. Rather, you give to some other ashram. So there was a brahmacharya ashram, they gave to the brahmacharya ashram, they started worshipping. Oh, not a big worship, but they kept Ugra Narasimha there. So it's very powerful. So if the worship is not proper, then there can be purification. It's not actually punishment, it's actually purification. But intense purification can happen if you worship Ugra Narasimha. So one has to be prepared for that. That's why generally in our worship we use Shant Narasimha, who has been pacified by Prahlad Maharaj. So that is a natural form of worship. So that is Ugra. You understand Ugra? You go to Mayapur, you see Ugra Narasimhadev. You know, Ugra means just jumping from the pillar, as you can see here. Previous verse, this verse, where he's just jumping, means the peak of anger. So that is Ugra Narasimhadev. And then Ugropi, even though he's Ugra, he's fierce, but Anugra Evayam, but he appears to give benedictions to his devotees, to protect his devotees. And so, Bhaktanam Nrikeshari. Bhaktanam Nrikeshari. Nrikeshari means then Nrisimha. Keshariva Sopotanam. For devotees, he is like a lioness to her cub. So that is the form of Narasimhadev. So for devotee is like a cub and the Lord protects. Anyesham Ugra Vikrama. The word Vikrama is also used in 2-3 verses before. He's Ugra Vikrama. He is fierce form and he can do anything. So that is for Anyesham. For non-devotees is Ugra Vikrama. So that's why it is mentioned that when Narasimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu, he took out the intestine, right? And he garlanded himself with the intestine. And he took out what? What else he took out from the body? Narasimha Deva's heart. And he pierced and he was seeing. And Vishnu Jagat Thakur mentions, how is it possible that I am actually situated in his heart? Am I really situated in the heart of Hiranyakashipu? In this demon's heart? Am I really situated? How can he be so cruel? So he wanted to check. Am I there really? So he was saying, this is Ugra Vikrama. Anyesham Ugra Vikrama. He can be very fierce to non-devotees. So the Lord protects his devotees but punishes. We know the Juhu pastime. Everyone knows the Juhu pastime, right? Mr. Nair was playing. He was trying to cheat devotees and trying to allure devotees and even try to kill devotees. Right? What was the end result? Anyesham Ugra Vikramaha. How he was killed? Who killed? Narasimhadev killed. Prabhupada said, Narasimhadev killed him. How it was? How? What was the cause of his death? Okay, who can remember? Heart attack. Heart attack. You see the same point. Hiranyakashipu killed him. Heart attack. So for the Lord can do anything because he tried to do everything. All nasty things with the devotees. This guy, and so the Lord punished. So Ugra Narasimha goes to two extremes. He can be very protective at the same time for non-devotees. He can smash them very badly. So this is the Supreme Lord. And he is very compassionate to his devotees. So that is the essential point. And so for all of us, we had to pray to Narasimhadev for protection. And specifically, it is the protection of the bhakti. And that's why Srila Prabhupada introduced Narasimha prayers for the protection of the bhakti. And his prayer was never materialistic. Even when he asked to pray for his own health, what did he say? It was only for devotional purpose, not just to increase the longevity. Is it right? Our master hasn't finished his work. So if you so desire, you can keep him in this world. It was in that line. If you so desire, never ask for anything else. So this is pure devotion. So Narasimhadev can ultimately give devotion to Radha and Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the devotion to Narasimhadev can grant us bhakti and service to Radha and Krishna. So it is so important. And that purification is necessary for us to serve Radha Krishna. So I stop here and see if there are any questions or comments. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes, Simeon.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the wonderful class. Prabhuji, you mentioned that even when we're devotees and can't understand our Krishna supremacy, then we can't make further progress. But we see in the past times of Lord Krishna in Vrindavana, when Lord Krishna is showing his universal form, which is situated in his mouth.
Yep.
Your mother Yashoda closes her eyes and says that she just wants to consider him as his young boy.
Yep.
She doesn't want him to consider as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yep.
So then why do we have to, like, and then we also hear in lectures that we have to follow in the footsteps of the Vrajavasis.
Mm.
So then why do we have to understand, like, the Lord as the Supreme?
Mm.
Isn't, like, understanding him as the young coward boy from Vrindavana enough?
First greatness, then sweetness. First greatness of Krishna, then we can appreciate sweetness of Krishna. If we directly go to sweetness of Krishna, what happens? We take it very lightly. That's what happens many times in India. India, we have heard pastimes of Krishna so many times, right? And then, at the same time, we take it Krishna for granted. We don't understand he is the Supreme Lord. We are kind of people accept, but people are carried away by the sweet pastimes of Krishna. And then when Krishna performs some activities like Krishna dancing with the gopis, they cannot really understand or explain. So one has to understand first greatness, how he is supreme, how he is controlling this whole world. Then we understand that how that Supreme Lord is under the subjugation of his devotees. Ajita jidopya sita is trilokyam. Ajita, one who is unconquerable, becomes completely conquered by the love of his devotees. So that is the real understanding. So that's why Aishwarya has to be known before Madhurya. Otherwise, we can misunderstand. Okay.
Thank you, Prabhupada.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. Yes.
Thank you, Prabhu, for the nice class. You mentioned about how you quoted the example of quantum mechanics and mobile phone, and how no one can really, we don't really know how it works, but we can utilize it. And then you explained about Lord's various energies. So I just lost the track. So was the point that we utilize Lord's energies for his service? Was that the point that you're trying to make?
No, I didn't make that point as such.
Okay.
But the point is, we cannot use, or we cannot understand Krishna's energies, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah. Using it, but cannot understand Krishna's energies. So, we cannot even understand Krishna's energies, then what to speak about Krishna's form? We means, without devotion, materialistic people cannot understand even Krishna's energies, even though they want to understand Krishna's energies, can't understand. Then what to speak about the energetic Krishna? Hmm. Impossible.
Yeah. And in fulfilling in how by killing Hiranyakashipu, you know, you mentioned how different personalities' words were fulfilled, and in that we can also have Kashyapa, because
yeah.
He said that your sons will be killed.
That's right. Himself. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. That is the benediction. Your son will be killed by the Supreme Lord. That is a benediction that Diti gets, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Hare Krishna, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Mataji has a question. You can use the microphone.
It's just a simple comment regarding Sivya's question. For her to understand that one means to follow the footsteps of the Vrindavan residents in the service of Krishna. Basically, as Prabhupada and all the acharyas recommend to us, following the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan is mainly try to every time remember Krishna, and whatever we do offering to Krishna, that is following the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan. No artificially adapted their personal mood. That's what means following the residents of Vrindavan.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Any questions? Ganesha Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.